have a reading through the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 today. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble comes, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the cloud return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors of the street are closed, and the sound of the grinder fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their sons grow faint, when men are afraid of height and of dangers of the street, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along, and desire no longer is dead. The man goes to internal home, and mourners go about the street. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bow is broken, before the pitcher chattered at the spring, or the wheels broken at the well, and the dust returned to the ground it came from, and the spirit returned to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but also he imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was right and true. The word of the wise are like gold, like collected saying, like family and bended nails, given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them, of making many books, there is no end, and more study wearies the body. Now, all have been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the old duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or bad. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that in the world that is so confusing, it is not hopeless and meaningless for us as Christians. Father, I ask that please, let me faithfully teach your word tonight. I ask that you will glorify yourself in this place. Let our souls be blessed. Don't let us just be the hearers of your word, but also the doers of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Oh, good. Before I go into it, I just want to give an illustration about a story of a young guy that I had. I don't know how true it is. He works in a factory, and every day when he's coming back from his work, he went to a factory of, they do furnitures in there. So anytime he gets to the gate, he pushed the wheelbarrow. And inside the wheelbarrow, there's a little box inside of it. And the gateman stopped and I said, what are you carrying? He said, a little box. He said, I know it's a little box. What is inside the little box? He said, just sawdust. I said, okay, open it. The first day go by, the second day go by, third day go by, the same question is asking, what are you carrying? He said, a little box. So on the sixth day, he asked, he said, I know you are hiding something, and I'm so sure you are stealing something from this company, but I don't know what it is. But if you can tell me what it is, I will let you go, but don't do that again. Then he said, okay, I will tell you the truth. I've been stealing wheelbarrow from this company every day. So the gate man is looking at the little thing, not looking at the big picture that is stealing every day. Yeah, I said, as I look into the book of Ecclesiastes, I wondered if one issue that really matters today is that young people refuse to grow up. In other cultures and in this culture in the past, young people had to take responsibility. But now many think that they can mess around in their youth without any consequences. They think that life will begin at some point in life in the future. Many adults think the same as well. Adults behaving like children, thinking they can put real life and significant decision up to the future. They think they can start taking God seriously later. They think they can start or stop their bad habits later. They think they will turn from their immorality later. When the time to take God serious is now. Why have I chosen to preach this passage? I said, number one, simply because it is God's word. And secondly, I decided to preach it because it tells me the truth about life as it is. And it offers a unique perspective of human's life, a perspective that is relevant for you and I. As Christians, my theme for today is remember your Creator, listen to your Shepherd, and fear God the Judge. Remember your Creator, listen to your Shepherd, and fear God the Judge. In chapter 1, verse 2, the teacher said something. He said, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. And also in chapter 12, verse 8, it says the same thing. It said, everything is meaningless. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. I said, well, taking God out of the picture, it is meaningless. But when you put God back into it, life is not meaningless. Young people always think they are immortal, that they have eternal life on this earth. Well, in a society like where we are, there is good cause for thinking that is true. It all looks meaningless. But I want to encourage you today to reject the circular view of the world and make God the focus point of our lives. The teacher's answer to meaningless is simple. It says, remember your Creator. This is the big picture in it. I said, why should we respond to this? Or how should we respond to life in this fallen world, in this life that looks meaningless? I got 3 points in it. My first point is remember your Creator. Verse 1 to 8, remember your Creator. And my second point is listen to your Shepherd. Listen to your Shepherd, verse 9 to 12. And the third point is fear God the Judge, verse 13 to 14. Point 1, remember your Creator. Why? Before it's too late in order to truly enjoy life. If opportunities are not seized now, they may well be too late. If godly habits are not adopted now, it may well be too late. The teacher simply told us that we should remember our Creator before it's too late. Let us notice the word "it's too late" when already the passage we read earlier in verse 1, verse 2, and verse 6. He repeated the word "before." It said in verse 1, it said, before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Also in verse 2, it said, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the cloud return with the rain. And in verse 6, it said, remember him before the silver cords are veiled or the golden bowl is broken down. The teacher is saying that days are coming when it will be difficult, if not impossible, to remember our Creator. It is easier to learn when we are younger. The good habits we form when we are young might take many years to pay off. The days of troubles are the days of pains and suffering, the days we cannot take away the pains in our body. Remember your Creator before the sun and the light or the moon and the stars had darkened and the cloud returned with the rain. Whereas in chapter 11, verse 7, it said light is sweet. It said light is sweet and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. But now the sun and the light are dark. The dawn of life. When should you remember him? It's now. Before the adversary comes. The teacher described the experience of old age and death that takes hold of us with metaphor. He's comparing the body of an old man to a decaying old house. Then let's look at verse 3a. It said, when the keepers of the house tremble, the keepers of the house, that is the hand, just like hand tremble and become weak. The 3b says, and the strong men stoop, the strong men that carries the old man's body are his legs. In old age, they can barely carry the weight of the body. When the grinder sees because they are few, this refers to our teeth. They become few when we become older. Without dental care, the teeth would easily decay. He said, and those looking through the windows grow dim, just like their eyes grow dim. Before the optician time, before we start wearing glasses like me now, and started wearing glasses, I think, a year ago, I discovered that when I became 40, I'm 42 now, and it's can hardly see. I have to change the glasses. I'm short-sighted. It's really, really bad. So it tells on me what I'm saying. I said, when the almond tree blossoms, can see the almond tree is in there. It turns from pink to white. This refers to an old man's hair turning gray. It said, and the grasshopper drags himself along. Grasshopper is an insect that has powerful legs for jumping. The old man has powerful legs for jumping in his younger days, but now drags himself along. He painfully moves with great difficulties. The man goes to internal home and the mourner goes about the street. The old man is dying. Death is coming closer and the mourners are about going the street professionally. This all depends. It all varies. But the point is that verse 1 strictly tells us that we should remember our Creator in the days of youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when we will say we find no pleasure in them. Why should I remember him? Because life at its best is very brief. Remember him before you die. Verse 6 and 7 says, remember him before the silver cup is severed or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the wheel. Now the teacher compares human's life to a precious lamb that is fragile. Silver and gold. The golden bowl contains the oil that keeps the lamb burning. The silver cord broke and the light is put out. Suddenly, the life that was so precious has been put out. God wants us to live not for uncertain tomorrow, but to serve God today. Are you thinking that God, or are you thinking that tomorrow is better to serve God than today? Today is a good day to serve God fervently. I don't need to have a perfect family before I decide to serve God. I need to take it to heart that I have a perfect family, a perfect home. Verse 7 says, and the dust returned to the ground it came from, and the spirit returned to God who gave it. We can see that death is reversing the creation in this verse. Now let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, verse 7. It said, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. The dust that God made us from returned to the ground, and the breath of life that God breathed into us returned back to God who gave it. Death may come suddenly, but even if it doesn't, the effects are so dramatic. Life is finished, irreparable. We may not be able to recover from it. Once death does its work, that is it. Our life is a gift from God. At death, God takes it back. But we have one hope which is found in our Lord Jesus Christ, the hope of resurrection, that put all this in a different light. Remember that you can never be sure that you will have the chance of getting to know God if you plan a deathbed conversion. I was speaking to someone, I think, early this year. And he said, well, maybe if I'm on my death, I'm about to die, or I got cancer or something, I'm dying, then I'll give my life to Christ. Death is not in our control. Remember your Creator, you are made by Him. He has given us life. He has given us family, friends to support us. He has given us our daily breath. He has given us His Son for our salvation. And when we die, we shall live again. Christ promised you and I that He will receive us into His Father's house. Jesus Christ said at the Great Commission, He said, remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Remember, I am with you always. Jesus is saying today that I am with you, even in the days of darkness. Even when you get old and you suffer for so many things, depression or pain, He said, I am with you. Or whatever you're facing right now, He said, I am with you. That is why I urge you this evening to please remember your Creator. I'll go straight to my second point, which is listen to your shepherd, verse 9 to 12. This verse tells us how the book of Ecclesiastes is written and why we are told that the teacher did a lot of study and imparted knowledge to the people in verse 9. In verse 9a, it says the teacher was wise. The teacher taught the people knowledge. You can see that in B. It set in order many proverbs. In verse 10, it said the teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. He sought to find the right words, the word of truth. He said plainly, just like Luke did. He collected all the words, he did all the research and put those words together. Verse 11 says, the words of the wise are like gold, like collected saying, like family embedded nails given by one shepherd. The word of the wise are like gold. A gold is a long rod that the farmer uses to keep the cow in line. And so, what is the gold doing in this place? I said, it's to keep us as Christians going to the right direction. And what is that right direction? It's to keep prodding us towards heaven. Ecclesiastes wants us to, or he doesn't want us to think that this life or this world is everything. There is more to long for. Just like New Testament said, it said to groan for. It is the life of heaven we long for. And Ecclesiastes is helping us to, or pushing us into that direction. And that is why we need to listen to God's word. It's the word of the shepherd we are listening to today. And it's pushing us towards heavenward. That is why what you read in this passage and what you read in the Bible is like nail. Bible's words are firmly fixed because they are given by God. The teacher wants you and I to acknowledge the truth. If you want to find meaning in life, you don't ignore the truth. Oh, let's look at what 11b. It said by one shepherd. It reminds me of Ezekiel 37:24-25. It said, my servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will follow my laws and be careful to keep my decrees. They will live in the land I gave to my servant Jacob, and the land where your fathers lived, and they and their children and their children's children will live there forever. And David, my servant, will be their prince forever. You know that David is not the prince forever. Jesus Christ is. Also, one chapter in Ezekiel said, it says, the Lord promised Israel a glorious future under one shepherd, another king like David. I want you to remember that the gospel identifies him as the shepherd king as well. And Jesus Christ identified himself as a good shepherd. The good shepherd that laid his life down for you and I. God walks to us in Ecclesiastes, will push us to heaven, will prompt us to hope. And this word is saying, listen to your shepherd. Let me go to my last point, which is fear God the judge. Verse 13 to 14, fear God the judge. Why should I fear him? Because verse 14 says, he will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden things, whether it is good or evil. Where do you spend your time? Where are your thoughts? Are you drawn into darkness? Are you someone that does not come to light unless your deed is being exposed? Are you, as someone said, I've never had that in my whole entire life. They said gossiping is not a sin. Instead of loving and fearing the only one that judges all things. The psalmist tells us that the Lord takes pleasure in those that fear him. In those who hope in his steadfast love. The fear of God is the generator that produces the right living for us. Why should you fear him? The one that will judge all things? We need to. The fear of God. You need to fear him because of the judgment day. Judgment day is real. Let us think if there is no judgment now. Nothing will ever be sorted out rightly. Or be resolved. It all matters because God is going to bring every deed into judgment. Though we think as judgment as bad news, but the truth is that judgment is good news. You think that many people around the world doing evil things will not be judged? You think the secret things we do in our closet will not be judged? You think the good things you are doing when no one sees you will not be judged? The one that has all the authority in heaven and earth will judge all things. God's judgment to Christians are no more a threat. So we do not seek to keep God's commandments, not because we greatly fear the coming judgment. Rather, we seek to keep his commandment because we are grateful for his grace. For saving us from that judgment, that eternal death. I love verse 13. Ecclesiastes is a very good book from 1 to you. Yes, so many things. But verse 13 is telling us. He said, now all have been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. One of Jesus' words is that if you love me, you will obey his commandment. And John 14 verse 15 says, if you love me, you will obey what I command.
To fear God is something of the heart. That is why the most important commandment is love. Jesus Christ said to us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Remember that everything we do has eternal effect. Fear God, the one that will judge both the good and the evil. Fear Him by loving Him. Fear Him by loving Him. You can't hide from God. He is evidence in all our lives. He knows everything that is going on. He is the Creator. He created all things. He knows all things. He knows all things. He sees the deception, the hopelessness. He sees all things. He said, I don't need to go into this. He said to Moses, he said, I've seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. He sees it. He knows what you're going through. Everything is going to come out at last, and no voice will be able to challenge the righteousness of His judgment. The Creator who made us, who gave us life, the Shepherd who guide and give us instructions, the Shepherd that laid down His life for us on the cross, He died our death on that cross, and He rose again that you and I may have life, eternal life. God the Father gave His Son, His only Son, for you. He has given you the heart to remember Him. He has given you the heart to listen to Him, to listen to His shepherd, to your shepherd. He has given you the heart to fear Him. That is why I conclude that please remember Him now. Remember your Creator now. Listen to your shepherd now. Fear God the judge now. Because everything is meaningless without Him. This is the word of God. God bless you.